Our seminary lesson this morning is based on chapter 4 in Jung and the Lost Gospels, which is called The Feminine Wisdom and the Coming of the Knowing Ones. The Orthodox Trinity, which is the concept of the Godhead, is extremely deficient because it consists of three members who, in fact, most often among the Orthodox are thought of as three male members, leaving the feminine totally out of it. If very advanced Orthodox might recognize that the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the third member of the Trinity, is by nature essentially feminine, but most don't recognize that. And even at that, it still mostly leaves the feminine out of it. There is no feminine aspect to match the Father. The Gnostics supply that defect in various ways, so that they come out with a quaternity, which is a fully developed figure of four points, two masculine, two feminine. So there is the father figure, and then some sort of mother figure, and the son, and then balancing that, the spirit, which is feminine. There also is a female analog to the son. In our tradition, that is usually Mary Magdalene, although it can be others, depending on the circumstances. And there are different ways that this question of a feminine side to the father are approached. But it is recognized that this feminine side is essential to our psychological development. In some of the myths we looked at, the feminine aspect that was seen in relation to the father figure was spoken of as Sophia, which is a feminine name in Greek for wisdom. And this Sophia became an important part of many Gnostic myths. And as our text point out, is found also even in Orthodox Bibles, in the Book of Proverbs, and in the Roman Catholic Bible, in the Wisdom of Solomon. Now, this was juxtaposed in relation to the father figure, who was sometimes called Nous, which means mind, and is a masculine term. Now, these terms should key us into something. Mind, wisdom, these are psychological terms. And it's telling us that the application of Gnosticism to psychology is not something new, not something we've invented in the 20th century, which is a time when psychology has become a prominent part of our culture, but that in fact from the first centuries, Gnostics saw their system in psychological terms. They saw themselves as dealing with psychological constructs. So the names they gave to characters in the divine drama through which they portrayed their psychology were psychological names. And there are other examples between those I'm pulling out, but those are the ones relating to what we're discussing today. In order to be complete, we have to integrate this feminine side into our makeup. Now, I say it that way, recognizing that a goodly number of you could be female and have an integrated feminine side and therefore have to integrate a masculine side. But culturally, we have been, since long before the time of Jesus, patriarchal, very masculine-centered. And so, as a culture, as metaphysical seekers, it's the feminine that has to be integrated into the system. And even as psychological developers, it is as a body, the feminine, that has to be integrated in. For women in our society, although they, of course their own feminine may be developed, is developed in a stunted way because of the patriarchal nature of the society. That's how it's been in the past, it's even that way to a lamentable extent today, but not as it once was. So that everyone has to get the feminine back into place. And of course, especially in religion, because in our Judeo-Christian, Islamic heritage, the whole emphasis on deity has been on the masculine, generally. Now, our text points out that although that was the official case, it wasn't always so. That in fact, in popular Hebrew religion, there was a definite place for the feminine side, and that sometimes It was overtly recognized, as the example it gave from the garrison at Elephantine in Egypt. It's also true that in early Islam, there were goddesses recognized as being with Allah in the Kaaba, but that didn't last long. And, of course, in early Christianity, in the Gnostic branch, the feminine was recognized, but not in the Orthodox. Now, the Orthodox Catholic branches compensated for this gradually by increasing the status of Mary, the mother of Jesus, so that she became, in fact, what they call the Theotokos, mother of God, which put her into a divine place. So that the feminine had a place in the divine, even though this was not a part of the official view of the Trinity. And so they have kind of this dual approach, one which has no place for the feminine, one that has interjected the feminine into it, because of this great need, because we have to be whole. And we can't be whole without integrating the feminine. The main thing I would hope from our reading that we'd pick up was the fact that this need was so great that in early Christianity there was a strong wave that brought the feminine in on equality with the masculine. Now it's true, it wasn't the wave of the future, because the government got involved and supported the Orthodox side and drove the Gnostic side to extinction. And the whole world has suffered because of that for thousands of years under this strongly patriarchal system, not just in terms of form, but psychologically, to where the feminine is lost to males and stunted in females. That's the result of this warp that was placed on by the ascendancy of Orthodox Christianity. But we don't need to dwell on the Orthodox because we're Gnostics. And we understand that as we read our myth and we see the feminine there in various ways that is put there for us, is to tell us that we have to deal with the feminine side as well as the masculine side, that we have to develop a wholeness within us. So when we read of wisdom, we can always insert the word, the name, Sophia. Now, it may not always work. Sometimes we're just talking about wisdom. But many times we could personify that. But on the other hand, when we personify it, it's just to make it a tool to get back to understanding the role of the feminine side, which is wisdom, within us. Now, by wisdom, essentially, we're talking about gnosis, we're talking about the intuitive, we're talking about that side. As a complement to the masculine side, mind, which is the rational part, that which is logical within us. Each of us has both of those parts within us. And to become whole persons, we have to bring them together and make us one. Now, if we go back to the myth of the Garden of Eden, we understand that when the Adam were placed in the garden, they were not male, they were not female, they were whole. They were male and female combined, and that is wholeness. And that, again, is telling us about our psychology. That as long as we have these macho males, they're not whole. They are stunted. They're incomplete. They think they're whole, but that's the demiurge. Demiurge says there's no God but me. I am on the all. And in fact, demiurge is blind to reality. It's not the whole God at all. It's a stunted deity. That's the idea. That's exactly what we have with macho men who have not developed their feminine. Women who've developed their feminine but don't let the masculine come out, so that they are these ultra-feminine types, which are getting rarer, I'm glad to say, have the same problem in reverse. They don't recognize the masculine in themselves, so they're stunted. They have not realized their divine potential. And the only way to grow in gnosis, the only way to become sanctified, become individuated, to become whole, is to develop that part of us, that contrasexual part, which has been repressed. That's the only way we can learn to relate to others appropriately. It's the only way we can have a life that reaches out that is greater than just being centered in self and the ego. It's the only way to full and total development. And that's what is being taught to us as we see the various Sophia myths that remain in our scriptures. We want to be aware that there is more to us than is visible on the outside. That we are complex creatures. That within us is the father archetype. Within us is the mother archetype. That all these have to be integrated if we're going to be whole. Amen.
Amen.